So far this year, 23 children nationwide have died from being left alone in cars in the summer heat. In most cases, children are unknowingly left behind, but regardless, parents experience that lifelong grief of losing a child. A jury in Louisville this week found a mother guilty in the death of her toddler son, who was left alone in a car for nearly 12 hours. Molly Shouse's murder conviction is believed to be the first in Jefferson County related to the death of a child in a hot car. Prosecutor Aaron McKenzie presented evidence that Shouse was inside her apartment, passed out from drugs, when her two-year-old was sweltering inside his car seat outside.
That 180-degree plastic is burning his skin. His diaper is soaked. He's had nothing to drink, and he is all alone. She's inside sleeping it off.
Erica Janes is a nurse at Cozair Children's Hospital in Louisville.
It takes only 10 minutes for the inside of a car to heat up by 20 degrees, and it continues to heat up quickly even if windows are cracked. And people have to remember that children, their body heats up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult body. Literally, their bodies are cooking inside these hot cars. They experience a heat stroke, their organs shut down, and they cannot breathe, so they suffocate, and then their heart stops. And to know that this child probably cried, waiting to be rescued, and there was no relief, it's just a horror to imagine.
This week in Nashville, 38-year-old Stephanie Gray went to pick up her 5-month-old baby from a church daycare center. When she was informed her son was never dropped off, she frantically ran back to her minivan to find the infant in the back seat. Staff at the daycare tried to revive the child, but it was too late. Jeanette Fennell is president of KidsInCars.org, a group that tracks car-related deaths involving children. She says in cases where children are left alone in cars, parents are charged 60% of the time, yet convictions occur in just about 10% of the cases.
The other 90% of people, in most cases, are the most fabulous parents, doting parents, caring parents, who have every safety device imaginable to man. They are teachers, you have professors, you have doctors, mm-hmm. you have lawyers. It doesn't know any race or religion or occupation. There's no really commonality to who this happens to.
Fennell's group works to raise awareness that this kind of tragedy can happen to any family.
The number one age of children who die in this manner are infants. They're under the age of one. So, you know, what's different about that age group, and why could they be overly affected? Well, number one, they're infants, and they're traveling in a vehicle rear facing. So now add to that the fact that the children are under 1 year of age. Well, what do you got there? Anyone that's a parent knows you are sleep deprived.
Fennell says stress or even a change in routine can affect a parent's memory. In the case of the Nashville baby, it was only his second day going to daycare. The mother dropped off her older children at school and returned home, leaving the infant inside the van parked in the driveway. Child safety experts encourage parents to create cheat sheets for themselves by placing something in the back seat that requires them to open the door every time they get out of their vehicle, such as a purse or a briefcase. Also, parents should ask their child care provider to call them if their child hasn't arrived on time. Avoid the added distraction of talking or texting on a cell phone. And finally, if any member of the public sees a child left alone in a car, get involved. Call 911 to report it immediately. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.